5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, let's head stateside now, where the Biden administration has kicked off efforts to get Americans to recognize that the vaccines are safe and effective. One man who needs no convincing is LBC's Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, who joins us now. Simon.
If only I could get my hands on one, Ian. It's another day here where the Biden administration is taking action in so many different directions, it's hard to keep up. Although you do have to keep reminding yourself that all of these things are being done by executive order and memoranda and proclamations, and as limiting a process as that was for Donald Trump legally, so it is for President Biden. But it certainly permits the sense of activity to spread, even if a lot of it comes in the form of recommendations and rule changes rather than the passage of new laws. Today we heard from the president's new COVID-19 team. They confirmed the UK variant has been detected in 26 of America's 50 states. So far, the variant that originated in South Africa has not been found here. Current estimates see America's death toll, they said, climbing as high as 514,000 people by the middle of next month. Just yesterday, more than 4,000 people died in a single day. On the vaccine front, the new head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, had the numbers.
Daily vaccine doses administered continued to rise to more than 1.6 million doses per day over the past week. Over 23.5 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been already administered. I want to take a moment here to emphasize that the COVID-19 vaccines are safe and they work.
She knows that message is critical to the success or failure of the vaccination program here, because recent surveys have shown that vaccine hesitancy and vaccine skepticism are on the rise, with more Americans saying they don't want to get the jab than before. That's a big problem for Joe Biden to overcome if he wants any hope of achieving herd immunity by the end of the summer.
I, Anthony Blinken,
do solemnly swear.
America's new Secretary of State was ceremonially sworn in this morning by Vice President Kamala Harris. Anthony Blinken actually started work yesterday. But in remarks to employees at the State Department this morning, a building that has wilted under the swaggering leadership of his predecessor Mike Pompeo, he made it clear he plans to restore American luster inside the building first and then outside it.
We at State have a role to play in all of this. And I believe it starts with rebuilding morale and trust. This is a priority for me because we need a strong department for the United States to be strong in the world.
Climate change is the topic of the day at the White House. President Biden signing, you guessed it, executive orders to block new efforts to drill for oil and gas on federally owned lands in the United States and to confront what he calls the existential threat that exists to the planet. He's already authorized the country's return to the Paris Climate Change Accords. His climate change czar, former Secretary of State John Kerry, back behind a podium at the White House today.
The president is announcing that he will host a Leaders Summit on climate change less than 3 months from now. On April 22nd, Earth Day, 2021 is going to be the year that really makes up for the lost time of the last 4 years, and that the UN Climate Conference, COP26 as it's called, which the UK is hosting in November, To make sure that it is an unqualified success.
The road to COP26 in Glasgow, he said, will be marked not just by promises, but now by progress. The UK was on the mind of other top Biden administration officials today, including new Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She was on the phone this morning with Rishi Sunak. Among the topics she discussed with the Chancellor, efficiently and equitably taxing the income of multinational firms. They also began planning for the G7 summit that the Prime Minister will be hosting in June. There is no word yet, Ian, on whether Joe Biden will be showing up for that personally or simply firing up the old Zoom account.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent, talking about firing up the old Zoom account on Friday evening at 7:30. There'll be a live Zoom edition of For the Many podcasts with Jackie Smith and myself. If you'd like to register for that, it's all free. Go to eventbrite.com. That's event and then B-R-I-T-E.com. And join the 700 or so people who've already signed up for it. Love to have you take part in that.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.